Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Still celebrating our 16th anniversary, but I'm doing it today in Cleveland, Ohio. One of my favorite cities. I've been here many times before. Got a lot of good friends up here. One of our Brain Trust members, several of our Brain Trust members are up here, and the folks at Cozy, Steve Millard's group, but there are a lot of other great chambers in this area, including the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, which is run by a great lady, Patty Ryan, and she's here right now to talk to us about the Chamber of Commerce here in the area. Also, the event that's going on today, they've invited me to come up and share some ideas with them today. Patty Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. I want to congratulate you on the good work you're doing at the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce. I've said it today already, and I'm going to say it again. I love chambers of commerce.
And we love people who love chambers of commerce. So,
did you know I've been a member of my chamber since 1977?
That's very impressive.
That was before you were born, too. Patty.
No, it wasn't. But at the same time, it was before I started working for a chamber of commerce.
So tell us about the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce.
Well, we have about 380 members, and Lakewood is the first suburb west of downtown Cleveland, so we're an inner-ring suburb. But we have a really dynamic business community, a lot of small business. We're really well-known for dining and entertainment. We have a lot of very nice restaurants, a really eclectic mix of restaurants.
Main Street, America.
Exactly. Very fun, just recently revitalized downtown area that is kind of become a destination in the Cleveland area, and we're really proud of it. We're really proud of our small businesses in town. They're small, but they're very professional, and I'm very proud of them.
Well, one of the things I'm proud of you for, and also your counterpart over at Rocky River, Liz Manning, who's going to be on in a little bit, is the way chambers are increasingly working together, realizing that they don't need to be competing against each other. You guys need to be working together and to grow regional business, right?
Oh, that's so true. You know, we need to be relevant to our members, and our members don't really see maybe geographical boundaries. And also, we have to be realistic that sometimes we can't provide every single answer, but if we can connect them to another chamber or another group that might have those resources or be having a program on a topic that they've shown interest in, we definitely want to point them in that direction. We feel that, you know, one of our main goals is to be relevant and be that kind of portal of information. So, in fact, the month of November for our chamber has a theme of collaboration. And we obviously are collaborating with the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce. The Lakewood Chamber of Commerce is also an affiliate member of COSY. So our members can join both organizations under an affiliate membership. And that's been a great partnership, too, because obviously COSY can offer some of these great educational opportunities to our members that just through their size and their regional reach and advocacy, too, for our members, that really kind of let us offer more.
Well, you got a big event going on today. You've got a sold-out crowd. And tell the audience about the program you put together.
Well, basically, we're very fortunate to have Cox Business and Bloomberg as a partner in this today. And so we partnered with the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce and to bring in maybe a bigger name speaker, congratulations, that's you this year, that might really have a topic that they can speak on that would really appeal to the broader sense of our membership. And when we were looking at, topics that might appeal, one of the things that we thought resonates with everyone is, customer service, how do you serve a customer in this day and age? And so we really think that your presentation today will kind of help people reevaluate maybe how they're doing business, maybe what they need to bring to the table to stay competitive. It's not easy to be a small business owner out there.
It's the hardest job in the world, isn't it, Patty? And you used a word a minute ago that I'm going to talk about today in my time with you guys, and that is relevance. You used the word relevant, and I know you used it intentionally, but so many people don't realize the power of that word, the power of that idea today. And what I'm going to tell your audience today is, and you also used the word being how to be more competitive, but I'm going to talk today to you guys today about how relevance is really more important today than being competitive. So you use both words very well. I mean, I can tell you you know what you're doing, and that's why your chamber is doing so well. Is there a website, Patty, you'd like to tell us about?
We would love people to visit our website, which is www.lakewoodchamber.org. On there, it has all our upcoming events. It's got, highlighted things on different members in our community and what they have going on. You can visit our directory, our shopping guide, especially with the holidays coming up. We, of course, have a big shop local campaign going on. We always encourage everybody in every community to remember their small businesses and shop local first.
Absolutely. Hey, Patty, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good job with the Lakewood Chamber, and I'll see you later today.
I'll see you later today. Bye, Jim.
Patty Ryan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, the CEO and president there. Now take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.